Oh, I've been very excited for Nuts and Bolts.
I could sense that.
This week, very excited. My man, Mason. Big Mason Cox. 10 coaches' votes on the weekend. He's about to play in game 100.
Not many AFL players can say they've had a 60-minute documentary made around them.
He just before we get started in this, he is one of the most ridiculously underrated, purely from a jealousy and misunderstanding standpoint, of players I've ever seen. This bloke came as a mature age recruit who didn't know what the game was. He's rated above average or elite in four key categories across his career, not in the last few weeks. He's won two finals off his own boot, including a preliminary final in which he was playing on the best defender in the competition in Alex Rance.
And they went in severely underdogs, the Pies.
Yep. Kicked three first quarter goals against West Coast in a semi-final.
Yeah.
And then was almost best on ground in the second half of the 18 grand final.
He was good.
Like, he turned that
quite
game.
In the first half, but quite, did turn the game. Yeah.
But Ruckman, like, it's...
Yeah.
Anyway, he's just weirdly underrated. I don't understand why. It's a big, tall poppy syndrome. Australian, we don't like what we can't understand.
Just on that, though, he has found himself in the twos at times. So
Yes.
There has been times where Collingwood has lost faith with him.
Anyway, let me take you back. October 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Danaher has requested a trade to Sydney.
Yep.
Essendon are thinking, we need to find a ruck forward, and they don't grow on trees, right? Fair enough. So it's grand final week, 2019.
Oh, love grand final week.
Mason Cox is spotted at Tullamarine.
At Tullamarine?
Yep, at Essendon HQ.
Not flying back to Texas?
No. No, he didn't go in the wrong gate to Terminal 4. Anyway, so Michael Gleeson and I, Michael Gleeson, one of the great journos for The Age, for those who haven't read his stuff, we stumble across this, right? We find out, no, he was just there for a kids' clinic. A bit weird, calling a player there at kids' camp. But whatever, okay, willing to believe it. And then we start making more calls over the next few days. Oh, no, there's something in this. Call Collingwood. Yep, there's something in this. So
when he was contracted at this stage.
So contracted, if you remember a few years earlier, he was going to go to Brisbane when Brisbane were really struggling.
Yeah.
And he was going to, I think he was out of contract, he was going to walk there for free.
Mm-hmm.
Collingwood were like, no, we actually still like him. Gave him a 3-year deal with a trigger for a fourth.
Yep.
So this is the end of 19. So he's contracted for 20.
Yep.
Trigger for 21.
Yep.
Right. So Gleeson and I run the story.
So it wasn't a kids clinic?
No, well, I think we didn't even mention the kids clinic in the end. I think it was Essendon and Collingwood have had conversations about a trade for Mason Cox. We went into specifics, like they were talking about a future second round pick. And Essendon denied it. Essendon denied it. His manager, Adam Ramanauskas, denied it. Adrian Dodoro, I think that story got printed in the Herald Sun the next day. Classic denial yarn, right? Essendon denied it. That's an inaccurate report. And I ran into Adrian that week in grand final week. It was a rising star, or would that be grand final week?
Yeah.
Maybe the Thursday of grand final week, I reckon. Anyway, it was one of those events. It wasn't the Brownlow, but it was an event where there were lots of clubs.
Yeah.
And he said, it's just not true. Now, without giving away secrets here, when you want to be sure on a story, you have to fall back on, like, if whoever is in the inner circle of that story, you want it to have come from one of them.
Yeah. And you want to hear it with your own ears.
And then you probably want a second source who's just outside the first circle, right? So you always try to go to the, as you know, you go to the source, who can I get it from?
Yeah.
I had two incomparable sources. And so I was just like, guys, not only do I know it's you're lying to me.
They're the funnest ones when you know how right it is and then people are coming for
you. Yeah, but I know where you met and I know what you talked about. So I know it's right, guys. Anyway, then Mason on a flight from Sydney to Texas, right? So this was the thing. It was that they were meeting, but he was in Sydney and he was just about to go to Texas. So it was always going to make the deal hard. He tweets, I think we might have quote tweeted me and Gleeson's story or something. Fake news.
I remember this.
And I'm like, bastard, it's not fake news. And he knows it's not fake news, right? Unless there's a possibility that his management hadn't told him, which chance, but unlikely.
Chance.
So anyway, it was a bit of fun. It didn't end up happening, the trade, but it was talked about. And I ran into Mason at the Australian Open next. This is just before COVID hit, January 2020.
This is Sam in the Emirates marquee at the tennis.
It actually was the Emirates marquee. Yeah, very good. I didn't get invited last year. I was very upset. And I was like, oh, do I bring it up? You know, like we're both having a beer. I think he was there with one of his brothers because his brothers play sport in the US.
I think they play Aussie rules.
They play Aussie rules in the US league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've since gotten to know Mason pretty well, and he's a ripping person. But he sort of, without going into the conversation, was sort of like, sorry about how that all transpired last year. Anyway, the point of nuts and bolts is that Collingwood were definitely willing to let him go. He was on a little bit too much cash for them, and he wasn't playing that well. Essendon wanted him, but they thought Collingwood wanted too much. It didn't end up happening. And look how important he's ended up being for him.
Oh, huge.
And could be ultra important this year in a premiership year.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to say that Collingwood wouldn't have done the Grundy deal had Cox not still been on their list.
Collingwood wouldn't have done the Grundy deal if Cox, but they had Darcy Cameron.
But then what else?
Yeah.
They could have gone and found a cheaper option.
It's a very interesting question. I think I agree with you.
Yeah. I guess they may have gone and found a bargain basement somewhere, but he played the best game of his career on the weekend outside of that 2018 prelim.
So if you were to think about, just last one on nuts and bolts for Coxie, if you were to mention, question without notice, the best half a dozen ruckmen in the league.
Yeah.
Right now. It'd be
Tim English.
English, Gorn, Sean Darcy,
Roel Marshall up there.
Roel Marshall, Jared Witts.
Yep.
Riley O'Brien's had a good season for Adelaide.
Oscar McInerney's
had a good year for Brisbane. So there's
Sammy Draper, who sat in this chair.
The great man.
An hour earlier. Yeah.
So there's eight of them, right? I would put it to you that there is only a couple on that list we just mentioned who could have a game like Cox had on the weekend.
Yeah.
And who could win finals off their own boot. Like Draper, I reckon, is going to end up being one of those players.
Yeah.
But like, there's not many of them.
Gorn kicked five in a prelim for Melbourne.
Gorn kicked, yep. Yeah, I remember that in Perth. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. And just to move on from 2019 into 2021, he could well be back in the States right now living his normal life if it wasn't for Craig McRae getting the job.
Yeah.
Because of their connection from when McRae was development coach at Collingwood. He did have a conversation with Freo at the time when he was at a concert actually in the States, Mason Cox, end of 2021. Justin Longmire. That was reported at the time. I think he'd had a few beers. Turns 33 this year, I believe.
Yeah.
32. You'd think he's done enough for another deal.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like he's slowing down that much.